This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ruth Kelly. R-U-T-H-K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth 05-03-1965. Date of appointment September 13, 2023. Requesting a physician. Desiree Molnau, DESIREEMOLLNOW. Dear Desiree Molnau, I have the pleasure of seeing Ruth Kelly today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is diagnosed with Lyme disease, and she took antibiotic her mother's four sister diagnosed with dementia. Sometimes her words are not coming out of the mouth quickly. Memory is okay. She's not forgetting anything. She lives with the husband and son. She can perform activities of daily living. She can cook and driving, no problem. Taking paroxetine for hot flashes. Past medical history. Depression with anxiety. Elevated coronary calcium score. Hyperlipidemia, pre-diabetic, Lyme disease, vitamin D deficiency, irritable bowel syndrome, peptic ulcer disease. Past surgical history, appendectomy, elbow surgery, hemilaminectomy, laparoscopy, partial colectomy, with removal of the terminal ileum, tubal ligation, wrist surgery, allergy to Cymbalta, bee sting, medication, paroxetine, Aleve, aspirin 81 milligram, magnesium. Social history, stop smoking 15 years ago, drink alcohol occasionally, she work in the Knowles Atomic Lab, she is married, live with the husband, have three children, family history, mother deceased, has diabetes and hypertension, father deceased, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, three sister with cholesterol problem, one brother cholesterol problem, hypertension, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a she had diagnosed with Lyme disease, and here for the concern about dementia. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 30 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has the following neurological problem. Number 1. She is here and worrying about having dementia. Number 2, depression. Number 4, number 3, lumbar radiculopathy. History of hemilaminectomy. Next paragraph. Her history, physical examination, and mini mental status examination is not suggestive of dementia. I have a long discussion with the patient. I told her there is no definitive test to diagnose the Alzheimer's disease and no definitive medication to prevent or cure the Alzheimer's disease. I advised her to keep on working, keep on reading books, be connected with the family. If she will develop any symptoms of dementia, then she will come back to my office for as needed basis. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.